Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talker Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have with me, as I promised you last week and earlier this week, which was yesterday, that Marita Noon would be with us today. And she is. Marita, how are you doing today?
I am mighty fine, thank you. I am talking to you today from the lovely Greenbrier Resort in the mountains of West Virginia.
Oh, I am so jealous. That's awesome. And you got a beautiful view.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I was speaking here last night and heading home this afternoon.
Well, that's just awesome. Well, there's not been a shortage in things for us to talk about, is there?
No, there doesn't ever seem to be. I keep hoping maybe things will slow down, but no, not so much, not under this administration anyway.
No, and, you know, I posted it out on Facebook and Twitter that you were going to be on, and I put, there'll be no more rolling down the river if the EPA has their way.
No, that is very true, very, very true, and that's a big news story. In fact, it's interesting. I'm going to be writing tomorrow and the next day an additional 5,000-word report for a group out of Washington, D.C. that basically contracted me to write this after they read my column from, I believe it was 2 weeks ago now, on the waters of the U.S. rule, which is something that has, I think, totally slipped under the radar for most people. I mean, even me who follows this stuff, I get emails on it for the past year or so, and I've seen stuff about it. But, you know, it was water, and I do energy, and I just really hadn't paid attention until someone specifically said, do you realize this goes into effect on August 28th? And so it's now the rule of the land.
And I have it right here. I have that article. You did that one on August 14th, and it's the agency that contaminated the Animas River is about to start regulating water in your backyard. And you do have the address here, but August 28th, where it's going to happen. You know, it's always, and as I was reading your article, I had to think back about my mentor, because it's always about our land. That's what
it always ended up about.
It's always about our land or our money. And they just can't seem to take enough.
There's a lot of people, or a growing group of people out there. It's not a majority by any means, but there is a growing chorus of people who believe that we should not have private property rights, that we should not have mineral ownership in this country. In fact, I'm here for the National Association of Royalty Owners of the Appalachia chapter. It's their annual meeting. And they played a video during the program yesterday, just a clip, a very short clip, from a gentleman by, well, a gentleman maybe isn't the right term, but anyway, I'm gracious, named Thomas Lindsay, I believe is how his last name is pronounced. And he is the executive director, he's an attorney, the executive director of Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. Mm-hmm. And if that rings a bell to you or your listeners, it's because I've written about this organization several times before, and they are the ones who came into Mora County, New Mexico. They're Pennsylvania-based, but they came into Mora County, New Mexico, and agitated discontent in Mora County and caused them to pass the first ever ban on all drilling for hydrocarbons in the county, which a federal judge later overturned. But this same group, I heard a clip from this guy yesterday, and he said that he believed something, this is not an exact quote, but it was something to the effect of that it was time for the federal government to confiscate people's mineral rights.
You know, the ones that are doing that are the ones that don't own land.
Yeah, they're the ones that don't have a piece of the pie.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that private property rights and mineral rights, which is a part of that, is something that is so very basic, so very core to our unique American values.
It is. I mean, and that's one thing when our founding fathers, not just our founding fathers, but the ancestors that came over here, they were looking for religious freedom, but they were also looking for independence where they could seek out and do what they wanted. And you had to own land to do that. And they could not own land where they came from.
Exactly. And so that's why that is such a central issue. But there is a movement, and again, it's not large and it's not the majority, but there are voices out there who have a platform to some degree who are saying that you know, this is wrong. And this is kind of more part of this kind of socialistic wave that is moving in this country. Again, I don't want to say it's, you know, it's not taking over, it's not the majority, as my column for this week kind of points out, not on that very topic, but there is a vocal few that are getting a lot of press coverage.
Well, now, we talked about some of these things a long, long time ago, and I'm not just talking about you and I. I'm talking about years ago before I even had my own show when I was working for my mentor about the Clean Waters Act and what they were doing that with the I don't think I can say it right now.
Navigable.
Thank you. Waters.
Navigable
and,
waters.
And
yep.
The areas that they were calling wetlands that were not really wetlands, and it was it was obvious at that time, and we're talking maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, it was obvious at that time that it was about controlling the land and taking the land and regulating it so that you couldn't really make a living off of the land. And
right.
As I was reading this article that you have, and this is not our first article to talk about, but anyway.
Well, we can go anywhere you want. We have plenty of things to talk about.
We'll just shuffle them up like a deck of cards and talk about them. How's that? But this particular one made me think about where I live. Because I live right in a small town here, and I live right by the city park. And the city park has a lake. And I'm at the bottom of the hill where all the water is running and going into that lake. And so I would guess that I could be considered that navigable waters.
Yes, and, you know, it's that word navigable that is so important. And that is part of the Clean Waters Act. And it says that the Environmental Protection Agency, again, this is a paraphrase, but it says the Environmental Protection Agency can regulate the navigable waters of the U.S. So when you hear that, you think, oh, the Mississippi River, the Great Lakes, and, you know, and bodies of water like that. And I think we would all agree that there is a role for government in regulating what goes onto those waters and what goes into those waters. And for years, I've been a part of a meeting in Washington, D.C. that meets every January. That's a little private property rights group, and there's usually about 30 attendees at this meeting. And I remember early on when I first started to attend this meeting, there was a woman, nice, sweet, older woman, not an activist at all, just kind of your average American citizen, and she found out about this group because I believe she lived in Virginia or somewhere like that, and she had a creek that ran through the back of her property. And she wanted to build a gazebo down by the creek so she could sit out there in the evening and have a glass of wine. I maybe added the glass of wine part because that's what I would do. But, you know, she wanted to sit out there. Yeah, well, maybe she wanted to have coffee in the morning. Who knows? You know, yeah. But it's her property. She wanted to build a gazebo to sit and look at the creek and enjoy it. And the EPA knocked on her door one day and said, no, you cannot build that. That's a wetland. And she was shocked. She's like, what are you talking about? This is my backyard. And I remember that because this group, back when I first got involved in this, and this was 8 years ago, 8 Januaries ago, they were fighting what was then called the Oberstar Bill. Representative Oberstar from Minnesota repeatedly put forth a bill to try to remove that one word, navigable.
Okay, we're going into
once
a break.
You remove that. You take that away. You take
yeah,
those
and
rights.
We need to talk about the importance of that. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
Yeah. Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Returns, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Marita Newton. We're kind of stuck right at the moment on navigable waters. I added a little extra syllable to that. And what that means with the regulations. And it doesn't mean what you and I think it means, because we think of being able to take a boat out or do something and actually navigate on the water. But that's not necessarily what it means. And so they've been trying, and unsuccessfully, to get this removed from this particular regulation. So I want to talk about that a little bit, the importance of that word.
Yeah, and so Congress has not been able to get that word removed. Even when the Congress was in control of Democrats, they were not able to get this Oberstar bill passed, and Representative Oberstar has since passed away. But, you know, now with a Republican-controlled Congress, there's not a ghost of a chance of getting this through. And so what the EPA has done is done this by regulation, and that is the Waters of the U.S. rule. So what they tend to do that they can't get through by legislation, they do by regulation.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, oh yes, and it's a non-ending thing, and they are trying to. It is about the land. It's always about the land, and like you said, there is a group of people in America that's, you okay, girl?
America. I'm sorry, I've got the microphone away from my mouth. Sorry about that.
Well, it's a beautiful view there, but maybe something's blooming, huh?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, here in Missouri, they say we got an awful lot of some kind of weed that's blooming. They said it'd be a couple more days or a week or so before the allergies that everybody's feeling would go away. But anyway, it is about our land, and private property and ownership of property is so important to the United States of America. It is who we are. I don't think our... You know, the president likes to add that that's not who we are. Well, this is who we are, and they're trying to take it away, and that affects everyone. And of course, you know, I'm an advocate for rural America because I believe rural America is the foundation of all America, and without it, and they have to own their property. And of course, we're trying to end that or control that, and not we. You and I aren't doing that. It's this bureaucracy that is running our lives, ruining and running our lives.
There is definitely a team that does that. So what now that I'm done coughing, now that that regulation is in effect, and I do want to talk about, there is some good news there because a federal judge did provide a preliminary injunction, which basically puts a stay on this rule for the 13 states that filed for the injunction. But what this new rule does is it says, and this is the key words here, any place that has a significant nexus with navigable waters is now newly, as of August 28th, except for in 13 states where the judge filed an injunction, though the EPA can now regulate. So what this means is if you are digging a ditch in your yard, you're going to plant a plant, let's say, you're digging a hole, or you're doing landscaping, you're digging things up, and it rains, and the rains come, and they're kind of heavy, and so they kind of create a little puddle in your yard, and that puddle overflows, and it runs into the gutter, and the gutter runs down the street into, and it goes into a stream, and that stream goes into a creek, and the creek, you know, next state over, perhaps goes into a river. The EPA can now tell you what you can and cannot do in your yard because that water puddle, even if it's only there temporarily, that water puddle has significant nexus with navigable waters. So they've not removed the term navigable waters from the Clean Water Act, but through this rule, they redefined that and added in any waters that have a, or any potential waters that have a significant nexus. Now, 31 states, I believe it is, have filed lawsuits against the EPA over this water of the U.S. rule, and they're in different district courts is the way it's broken up in our government. But so it's in different district courts. But this one district, the North Dakota district, on the 27th, August 27th, late in the day on August 27th, that judge did issue a preliminary injunction. The other lawsuits have been combined into one to be heard at I believe it's the 6th District Court in Cincinnati, and I don't know. I don't have any word on when that's going to be heard yet.
Well, let's hope it's not too late. You know,
that's the big thing.
I'm thinking back what happened with the coal companies, coal industry, and that when they finally won, it was already too late. It already broke several of them, so...
Right. And there's new announcements today that Patriot Coal, a judge has approved a final selling of Patriot Coal's assets for bankruptcy at, you know, at pennies on the dollar. And it's just shameful. I think that this president needs to be tried for something. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what he needs to be tried for, but he has purposely forced strong, good American companies into bankruptcy, causing workers to lose their jobs and their retirements, and it's just shameful.
It is absolutely shameful, and you know, they want to give the pretense, and I'm going to emphasize that. It is a pretense that they're protecting us with the water and the air and the land. The EPA is just into everything. But it's really about controlling us, not protecting us, but controlling us and taking your money, whether it's in a fine, whether it's in a penalty, whether it's in a permit, whether it's in a license, whatever it is. They just can't seem to find enough ways to take our money away from us and regulate our lives, our livelihoods, whether it's on the farm, whether it's at the coal industry, no matter what it is, even in your backyard with your garden. Yeah. I mean, what areas are there? You say you're not into the water as much, and I don't have the information in front of me. I should have done a little bit more looking. But there's some areas, some places, you're not even allowed. Remember the rain barrels Grandma used to have in the back? If, you know, she'd catch the rainwater, and she used that rainwater. You're not even allowed to do that because it all belongs to the government.
Yeah, it's insane, and people need, and think Congress is trying to do some things. They're trying to defund some things. They're trying to pass amendments. But the problem is that unless they can get a veto-proof majority, the president will veto whatever they put through. So we're almost stuck until we have a new president, and hopes that whoever becomes the next president is someone who, whether they're Republican or Democrat, is far more rational.
Well, he's not rational. I guess he's rational if you want to look at his side of it. He's trying to take more control and take more away from the American people.
He's well on his way to fundamentally transforming America.
Basically, we have been. When you stop and think about it, and when you stop and think, I mean, you know, I'm not a doom and gloomer, and I know you're not either. That's why we're chasing after this, and that's why we're trying to keep the...
Well, because we have hope. We have hope.
Absolutely. Always have hope. Always have. Because I believe, Marita, and I think you do too, I believe in the American people. I really do. And I believe that they have been deceived. They have been coerced into things, and the fact that we are concerned about these things and we're trying to fight that, the fact that we're afraid if we make a mistake on our tax return that we're going to be punished, is proof that we're already under tyranny. We've already lost control, and it's time for us to stand up as the American people, we the Republic, and take it back. And the answer is in the American people. The answer isn't in who you're going to elect. The answer is in who's doing the electing, and it is in the American people, and it starts locally. It starts locally, because what big difference it would make with the EPA if you had a county sheriff that was constitutional, if you had a county commissioner that was constitutional, your aldermen were constitutional, and they were taking care of the things rather than letting the EPA come in and regulate. Because basically, under the Constitution, the original, they don't have authority over you. But yet... we let them have authority over us.
Well, you know, they've taken it a little piece at a time, a little piece at a time, and people have gone on about their lives, and until it directly impacts you, I mean, I'm sure all of your listeners will remember the case of the Sacketts, and I believe they were in Idaho who bought a lot to build their house when there was a house next door on the left and a house next door on the right. And you look at the pictures of this, and it's dry dirt with rocks, this lot.
But it was a wetland.
Yeah, the EPA came in and was fining them something to the tune of $30,000 a day.
And that was what was in your article here, that they were going to fine people $37,500 a day.
Yeah, where on earth do they come up with these numbers?
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, why are they adding $500 onto that? We're going into a break. We're going to move on. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other things. And do you have an update on the Animas River? Do you happen to have an update on that? We're going to go into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Marita and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Marita Noon. She is our energy. You can go to her website, Energy Makes America Great. You can read her articles there. Well, you've got links to your articles there, don't you? And then I've been putting them out on Facebook so folks can see them, and I'm going to start putting them out on Twitter for you as well and see if we can get them all distributed.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. We've got to educate everyone. That's what I was saying. You know, I believe in the American people, and I believe that they've had the wool pulled over their eyes, and sometimes we're a little easily done like that. And, we want to believe the best. We want to think, yeah, they're really after our protection and take care of the land, but it's not about that. And we can see that with the Animas River.
Yes, we most certainly can see that with the Animas River.
Now, if that had been somebody else doing that, a mining company or something, or someone else in there doing that, we'd have not heard the end of it. But we've not heard a whole lot.
No, you are 100% right there. And in fact, I have in my column where Gina McCarthy said, well, the river is restoring itself, and it is true. I believe it ultimately will, and you know I wrote on the BP Deepwater Horizon spill at the five-year anniversary, and a lot of it, nature has restored itself, and I believe that that is the case with the Animas River as well. Not to say that there wasn't damage in the BP spill, and not to say there wasn't damage at the Animas River, but my point is, that when it's them who does the spill, the EPA, they say, oh, yes, well, the river is restoring itself. But had it been an oil company who had caused that spill, in fact, I recall a year or two, well, several years ago now, there was some apparent, and I use that word with emphasis, there was some apparent contamination on the San Juan River, which the Animas flows into. And there was some apparent contamination there, and it was reportedly from an oil well that was up a hill and so forth. And there was all kinds of noise about it. And when the research was done and the samples were tested and so forth, all it was just natural debris. There had been a big rainstorm, what they would call a gully washer, had come through and brought with it leaves and other kinds of debris that were just natural debris, brought them into the river, and that debris was floating down the river, and the oil companies were blamed for that. Now, here's a case where we have a big problem, and they're saying, oh, well, the river will restore itself. So, you know, right there we know that had this been caused by a mining company or an oil company, the attitude would be much different.
And isn't the key thing there, here they're doing all these restrictions and fines and regulations and mandating everyone else, but then when it's them, oh, nature will take care of it. Well, nature will take
exactly.
care of a lot of things. So they maybe don't need to do all the regulating and mandating and fining.
Yeah, that is the kind of between-the-lines message there that to get from that.
Well, that's the one I was hearing. Well, then back off, because
yep.
nature's going to
yep.
take care. Now, that doesn't mean that we can be abusive in any way. You and I both don't agree in that, but, you know, we're not going to
exactly.
abuse the land. But and there have been times, you know, we have come a long way, baby, so to speak. You
we
know,
have, because people didn't used to understand.
We didn't know about making terraces and you know protecting the you know we've learned an awful lot in the last 50 years and 100 years you know we keep learning all the time.
Been cleaned up.
We have. We've cleaned it all up. Well, let's talk about another article that was really, because we are getting close to Labor Day. I want to talk about the economics and the gas prices. You wrote an article on this back. Go ahead.
Yeah, this one's a short story, so it's good because I know we're heading up to another break here. But, you know, we have seen and heard talk on the news in the last several weeks about the gas prices declining. I mean, oil prices, the price of a barrel of oil, and it's very easy to confuse these two terms. But the price of a barrel of oil has been declining. In fact, last week it dipped into the 30s, which caused a lot of panic in the industry. But yet, for consumers buying gasoline at the pump, they have not seen the price of gasoline drop really commensurate with where oil is. And I've had people asking me on radio shows, why? What's up? What's happening? And many people are like, oh, it's those greedy, you know, oil companies they're trying. But no, the reality is that there were two big refineries out in the Midwest. One was down for intentional scheduled repair. Another one went down, and this was the BP Whiting, Indiana plant, and that is the largest refinery in all of the Midwest. And that refinery went down something broke. And it put 40% of their capacity out of production. And then what that did is that exacerbated the glut of oil in Cushing, Oklahoma, because these two refineries normally suck up, and I was shocked myself to see these numbers, but those two refineries combined normally suck up 400,000 barrels of crude oil a day. So with them not refining that much oil, that much oil was adding to the glut. And in fact, if you were to go back and look and see when oil popped back out of the $30 ballpark, it's the day that that refinery in Whiting, Oklahoma, or the day after, the Whiting refinery in Indiana, it was right when it went back into production, when they fixed the problem and went back into production.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you said the greedy oil companies. That's who everybody wants to blame it on. And I think about the farmers. I think about, you know, when wheat prices are up, everybody thinks, and the bread goes up, the price of bread. They all think that the farmer's making all the money. Well, you and I both know that the farmer's not making all the money. Not that oil companies aren't making money, because they are. But then when
the farmers need to as well. That's how they all stay in business.
That's right. And then when the wheat prices go down, you don't see the bread prices go down. And so it's not the greedy farmers that are making all the money, and it's not always the greedy oil companies that are making all the money. There is some middleman, and there is some manipulation in the industries going on. Anyway, Labor Day is coming up, and many people will be traveling. I won't be. I'll be staying around the house here, but doing some things that I should be doing all the time, catching up on that labor, I guess.
Yeah, I always like that extra day off so you can do that, although in my life I don't really ever have that day off.
I don't either, really. So we will have a show that day, and I will get that taken care of, but I will be home. But me, we'll be traveling and barbecuing and doing all those good things, and so we hope that the gas prices stay low.
Well, they can expect that because this BP refinery was back in production more quickly than was expected. And so many places in the country are now enjoying gasoline at less than $2 a gallon. And I truly didn't ever think we'd see this day, but they can enjoy that for this last burst of summer. Labor Day driving of gasoline prices that are, in fact, below $2 a gallon.
Well, now let's talk about the green situation just for a little bit. I'm looking at your article about Obama's clean power plan and solar companies, and the companies win and the taxpayers lose. You know, we're told that we're going to have investments and it's encouraging investments, but it doesn't quite work out that way, does it, Marita?
No, it does not quite work out that way. But, you know, the clean power plan will require a lot more renewable, a lot more solar. But the only way to make that happen, again, is through continuing subsidies and mandates. And Congress has been looking at possibly, and they haven't done this yet, and hopefully they won't. But, again, it's very difficult to get anything through in Congress these days because where normally the majority would get a bill through and the president would sign it, but this president will veto everything that doesn't 100% fit his agenda.
Oh, absolutely. So, we're going into a break, though. I kind of pulled this out here just as we were going
into... Yeah, you threw that at me there.
I did throw it at you, but I wanted you to think about it. I was thinking greed, and I wanted to pull that out. We're going into a break. Everybody's awfully quiet today. I think they've already gone to Labor Day. 877-895-5410 is the number to call if you want to talk to Marita and Beth. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new common sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bio-ag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Return to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Marita Noon. She is our energy specialist, and she keeps us informed as to what's going on with not just the EPA, but other things that are happening out there. And we've talked a little bit about the land, a little bit about the water, and a little bit about the greed that goes on with all these mandates and regulations that we're having. And we were talking about the investments where they were talking with the Obama's Clean Air, Clean Power Plan. And it really is right. About green energy, isn't it? Making things
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it is. It is about, I mean, that's what it's about, shutting down coal-fired power plants, even shutting down some natural gas-fired power plants. And, you know, and as my column for this week, the current column points out, that there's been, a surprising and probably illegal collusion between the White House, Democrat governors, the wealthy funders and front groups who have worked together to orchestrate what they would call an echo chamber to make it appear that more people, you know, that are demanding these kind of actions. They came together specifically to make sure that clean power plan is successful, that it is supported. And to me, kind of the big message out of this thing is, why did they need to go to such lengths? And the bottom line is they had to go to such lengths to create this hidden secret network that emails that were acquired through basically freedom of information requests on state and local level or in federal and state levels. And these emails revealed this collusion, some of whom governors are publicly saying one thing, but yet these emails reveal that behind the scenes they're doing very different things. And why did they have to go to this length to have this organized effort? And the bottom line is because it's not what the American people want.
Absolutely.
And so they're trying to sell us something that we don't want. Again, once again, like we talked about with the Waters of the U.S. rule, this is something they have been unable to put through via legislation because our legislators know we don't want it and they don't vote for it. Yet this administration is pushing it through via regulation and a coordinated echo chamber.
We have a caller from Pennsylvania. We have Therese. Therese, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning, Marita.
Good morning.
With regard to this whole thing about solar, in rural areas, especially up here in north central Pennsylvania, the infrastructure for transmission of power, let's put it this way, we have enough problems now just dealing with conventional generation getting the power through. I'll give you an idea. About a third of the time, I live in the 19th century up here, okay, because of the fact that power goes on and off, and when it is on, it's very poor voltage regulation, and that poses a real problem. With regard to them going to solar, even if they had solar arrays big enough to match the kilowatt hours of generating capacity, we would still have a problem with it, to be quite frank with you.
Yes, you would, and you'd have a bigger problem.
Oh, yes, I know, because solar panels at best are about 60-70% efficient, maybe a little bit more now. Wind turbines aren't really the answer unless you have small ones on an individual basis per farm or per farmstead or something like that. The other thing, too,
and even then they're supplemental at best.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, it's a give and a take. Now, the other thing with regard to all these coal plants that they're saying shutting down, if you take a coal-generating plant that's at MACT, which is the maximum actual current technology, and you take a natural gas-fired plant, okay, equipped the same way, you'll have higher emissions from the gas-fired plant because of the benzene that's in natural gas, right? And it doesn't always burn off as well because you have far more products of combustion left over from natural gas plants than you do from coal plants. Coal plants operate at extremely high temperatures. I mean very high temperatures. That's why they have, when they do turnarounds for a coal-fired plant, which is where they refurbish everything, it takes longer because they have to re-brick ovens and stuff like that. So the whole concept of green energy is a farce, to be quite frank with you.
Well, you know, they've seen that in Europe. It sure hasn't been economically feasible, and they, you know, it's breaking
over
there.
Yes, it has not been the panacea they painted it to be.
The thing is, and also, too, like, for instance, I hear you get all these enviro wonkers that we have here. Like, you've got the Pine Creek Protective Association here in Tioga County, Pennsylvania. I had Daryl laugh, because when they had their 20th anniversary, a gas company paid for the entire affair, okay? They're 501c3s, most of these environmental groups. As a result, they get grants that are basically money's taken away from taxpayers to undermine their own property
taxpayers
rights.
Taxpayers end up paying for everything, don't they, Therese? I'm going to have to let you go. I've got another caller, and I don't think I've really got time, but I'm going to go to Mike. Mike, you got to make it really, really quick. Mike from Texas.
Okay, yes. We're hacking at branches instead. The root is that we're dealing with the Communist Party infiltration of our government and our centers of power, which is what that's how they operate. They put political objectives over principles.
Yes.
They have the end justifies the means. They believe in using force instead of democracy. As Mao said, power of the communists comes out of the barrel of a gun. And the number one profession behind all of this is the liberal, lying, Luciferian, lawless lawyers, L to the fifth.
You got a lot of L's in there.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Right. And we need to talk about the communist objectives, because what you're talking about, the number one goal in their manifesto is the destruction of all private property.
And I know that, Mike. That just wasn't the crust for today. We were talking about what the EPA was doing. But we do know that's what they're after is our land. And
yeah,
I did
and
emphasize
that's so
that.
Important.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly why
Mike, I'm gonna have to let you go because we're down to about 20 seconds, 25 seconds. So, Marita, let's give a little plug for your website and how they can see your articles as well as me putting them up.
Well, they're at Breitbart.com, RedState.com, and a variety of other websites throughout the country. But my website is EnergyMakesAmericaGreat.org, and I encourage your listeners to go there and sign up for our newsletter and get it via email every Monday.
And I appreciate so much what you do. And I know it takes an awful lot. You do these articles and you write and you go out and you speak and you're traveling a lot. And I appreciate all that you do. I know you're having fun at it, but I also know you get tired and it is a sacrifice. And I appreciate it so much what you're doing for all of us.
And thanks for letting me spread the word.
Absolutely. You know, folks, it's going to take all of us, every single one of us. I know I say that every day as we close the show, but it absolutely does. From sea to shining sea, I'm smack dab in the middle of this nation, and I'm reaching out to all of America, to you, to my friends, to my neighbors, to my family. We need to come together and bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed, and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MYTV. That's 877-959-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MYTV. That's 877-959-MYTV. TV.